Dave, you know that we love a good psychic. We love this sort of stuff. I've been saying for years that everybody has psychic ability, you included, yeah. But you just don't believe me with any.
I don't believe you at all. But Deb Weber, she's world famous. She was been on Channel 10, Gem TV series Sensing Murder, 9-year column in a Women's Day magazine. She's the legit thing.
Absolutely. She's joining us now as she's coming to Mackay. Deb, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Jay and Dave. Thanks. And Mackay.
Look, we are excited to see you. Saturday, 13th of April at the Endergrove Tavern. We'll get to more of that very soon. How does somebody realise that they have a gift like you do, Deb?
Oh, good question. Everyone asks me that question. When do you realise? How do you realise? Mm.
You don't just wake up one night and go, oh, I've got psychic abilities.
Well, you know, you realise when you see someone walking through your room, you can see right through them. and you can pick up smells like cigarette smell and no one's smoking. There's different ways, isn't it, that people realise it, because you may think something and it happens. There you are. There's a little bit of your psychic ability, because everyone's psychic. The whole planet, people, every person is.
Absolutely.
So yeah. How do you develop that, though? Because, I mean, you said, you know, you smell smoke, but nobody's smoking around you. I get that every now and again at home.
Yeah, well, to develop it, for me, you know, people do a workshop and then I teach them how to do it. But once you've got the technique, it's practice, practice, practice. And you've got to practice on people. You know, point in practicing to the atmosphere, really, because it can't answer you. Well, it does answer you, but you may not pick up on it.
Yeah, right.
So really, you can sit down and learn how to do it. And then it's just practice and living it and being consciously aware of everything around you. You know, the smells, the feelings. If you're getting sick and it's not you being sick, but you are getting sick. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
No.
Oh, it does. To me, it does, because I've always been interested in this sort of stuff. But I'm just looking and your resume is amazing. When we talk about, like, the Channel 10 and Gem series, Sensing Murder, what did they have you doing on that series for those people who didn't see it?
Oh, on Sensing Murder, that was, we went in with cold cases. We didn't know. Well, I live in Queensland, and when I was filming in New Zealand, I didn't know. I knew the day I was going to fly out, but I didn't know where I was going to fly until I got to the airport and they'd ring me. They'd just say, go to the airport at 10 o'clock, you know, 2 hours before because it was international. And then I'd go to the airport, and then they'd tell me where I was going to fly to, usually New Zealand, but I didn't know which town. And then we got picked up. Sort of, and then usually straight on to set. Like, they'd take us out. Well, they'd put us in a motel room, and then they'd say, oh, I'll start. And you go, okay.
So you're trying to pick up something that has obviously terrible that happened to people with using your ability.
Yeah, in a room without being told anything at all.
Wow. Aren't you supposed to, like, get yourself into the mindset of picking up on things?
Well, I go into a semi-trance. Yeah, so when I'm in the trance, my human brain sort of leaves my body, common sense and everything, and you just go into a trance and then I start feeling things, sensing things, hearing things, seeing things like film clips in front of me and inside my head. So we just pick up on the sensing murder, we pick up whatever's around, and hopefully you're reading the right person, because in that show, we don't even know if we're in the right town. Or anything.
Yeah,
so
right.
To pluck things out of an atmosphere of the universal information, I mean, pretty. I think that's pretty incredible,
absolutely.
Really.
So,
I mean, what?
Music clips. Wow.
Well, the people see different visions and stuff, and I've been told many times before that if you are just, something pops into your head and you're not even expecting to think about that or why is it sometimes that's a message from the other side, right?
Well, it can be. Yeah, or it can be just your mind thinking of subconsciously bringing something forward. You know how people ask for signs?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't believe in doing that. People say they want a sign, and I think the word sign itself is just a bit washy, you know? It's just a bit soft, I think. So I say to people, if you want to try and make contact with someone that you love, that you know, what you could do is just say, this is what I've done forever. You know, I just say, I want to have contact with you. And I always say to spirit, like, I'm human and I'm sick, really, really sick. Sick as two bricks. And if you don't put something in front of my face or in my body or make me feel it, I won't be able to do it.
Okay, well, look, the only sign I see these days is KFC. So the 13th of April. It's a Saturday night.
Now, so what will people expect from your show, Deb?
Nothing, Jay.
I feel like a comedic stand-up routine. But no, you'll be reading people in the audience and that kind of
thing? Yeah, absolutely. But expectation brings disappointment. You don't expect anything from me. And also, you know, surely, how do we know they're even going to talk to us? So, I'm planning and I'm hoping is that, yes, I will do readings. I will go to people. They're called spot readings. So very quick, just try and do it fast.
Yeah, right.
And short little reading for random people in the audience. And then, you know, I'll try and do question and answer time. And then we'll do a meditation at the end with the singing crystal bowls. So it's actually a really beautiful evening. And, it spins, all of them spin me out. Every one of them, they're all different. Each show is completely different.
Well, you can grab your tickets, debweber.com.au, or you can win some on us right now, 133-53.
Yeah, give us a call. We'll give you a couple of tickets. Can we go as well?
Absolutely.
All right.
He's always after a freebie, this one.
Deb Weber is always... Or in person, Dave. If you're not in person, I'll know your spirit hanging around.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Great, as always, to catch up with you. Thank you.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks, Dave. You have a great day.